Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is in the book. Seth Tupper joins us today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills studio. He's here for a recap. Hey, Seth, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, the weekend is over. What do we know about numbers? And maybe we should start, Seth, with a little bit about how those attendance numbers are collected, the knowns and the unknowns and the known unknowns.
Right. Well, the only thing we really know so far is about attendance is the traffic count. And the state has not released the Saturday and Sunday numbers yet. But as of Friday, traffic was down 7.5% from last year. And that equated to about 29,000 fewer vehicles entering Sturgis from Friday, the previous Friday, to last Thursday. Now, the official attendance number for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally will be announced by the city of Sturgis sometime later. And they take into account all kinds of facts and figures. They add up the tonnage of garbage that was hauled to the landfill during the rally. They look at attendance at Mount Rushmore. They look at the traffic numbers. They look at numbers of people counted in photos. They look at the vehicles parked around the city. And they look at vendor numbers, how many vendors signed up and participated in the rally. And then they come up with an official attendance figure. And last year, that was 490,000. And like I said, this year, all we know so far is that the traffic part of that equation is down.
Now, early predictions were 250,000 or even lower, but it's speculation at this point, but it certainly seems like people showed up for this rally, even if they didn't show up like they would have had there not been a pandemic. But there were crowds. The numbers were high still.
Absolutely. And anecdotally, of course, people thought numbers were maybe down a little bit, but there were still a lot of bikers out here. And besides the traffic numbers, we also do have the arrests and citations and that kind of thing. And traffic accidents were actually slightly up this year. The number of traffic deaths looks like it's going to end at 5, and that's up 2 from 3 last year. There were some other figures, DUI arrests and drug arrests. DUIs were slightly down. Drug arrests were slightly up. So from the traffic and from the arrests and the indicators that we know so far, it does appear that maybe the attendance wasn't down as much as they thought it would be, but we'll have to wait for the official estimate to know for sure.
Yeah. All right. So before this happened, there was much debate in the city of Sturgis about, how to handle the coming crowds. And one of the solutions discussed was testing for people in the city after the rally ended. What do we know about those plans?
Well, the city of Sturgis partnered with Monument Health, which is the major healthcare provider out here in the Black Hills, to make testing available for asymptomatic residents of Sturgis. And that means, typically you'd have a hard time getting a test if you're not showing symptoms in South Dakota, but they allowed up for up to 780 vouchers for people in Sturgis who maybe are not showing symptoms, but just because of the large gathering of the rally, they may want to get tested. And so people in Sturgis, as I understand it, had from August 5th through last Friday to put in an application for this testing. And then they had through today to line up an appointment. And those tests will actually be carried out August 24th and 25th outdoors at the Sturgis Community Center. And then the test results are supposed to take up to 3 days. And after that, they'll know quite a bit more if there was if the rally caused any spread within the local Sturgis community of residents.
Meanwhile, we watch. Do we have any idea of how many people have signed up for that? Is Monument Health releasing information about, are those tests still available, I guess, is what I'm wondering for people who are listening now and maybe want to make a phone call.
Haven't heard an update since Friday, but as of last week, it sounded like they weren't anywhere near the 780 vouchers. At one point through mid to late last week, there was an update that fewer than 100 people had signed up, but we'll wait to hear further information on whether more people took the city up on that through Friday.
All right. So as we look at recapping this whole rally, traffic accidents up as people had a little more room to spread out and maybe got a little careless. Any other takeaways? I know I personally, Seth, am seeing a lot of people on Facebook still talking about the bison attack and reminding people that that is a dangerous thing to approach these bison.
Absolutely. That's a big takeaway. But also, you know, this phrase that has become sadly familiar to people in the Black Hills every year during the rally is failure to negotiate a curve. And one of the latest fatalities that we had in the rally that the Highway Patrol released was, sadly, a 56-year-old man from Wisconsin who was driving around a curve in Custer State Park. Apparently didn't take it slow enough or wasn't able to control his bike. And as the Highway Patrol says, failed to negotiate that curve, and then that resulted in a traffic death. And that happens with regularity during the rally, of sort of these needless deaths where people just aren't safe enough going around curves in the Black Hills on their motorcycles, and they end up passing away from that.
Yeah. When you're out there, do you see reminders of that? And just our, you know, final minute, you know, we are accustomed now to seeing reminders of, you know, wear a mask or wash your hands, or visual cues about the bison being dangerous. Do we see reminders to people? Are there education efforts to slow down around those curves, or anything to prevent those deaths? Just about 30 seconds left, Seth, but
you
I'm
do.
Wondering about
they,
that.
Yeah. There are temporary signs that are posted, and some flashing signs and things that remind bikers of a sharp curve, slow down. There is an effort, and then of course there's a public relations effort to make people aware of that too, but it still seems to happen every year.
Yeah. Seth Tupper, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.